أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained that when one Jewish person made the Aus and the Khazraj, the two tribes of the Ansar, the Muslims of Medina, he made them fight by making them, by reminding of the old enmity and the old fights they had between them. He made them pull out their swords and they were ready to fight with one another. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was informed of this. He came there immediately and he told them, how is it that you are turning back to the things of the days of Jahiliyyah? This fighting, Muslims fighting with one another, is an act of kufr. That is the work of kafirs. How can we be doing that? When they got reminded, they put their swords away and they again embraced one another, and by the barakat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were completely saved from all the evil which the Jewish person wanted to get them involved in. Ulama have written here that it was an act of kufr they were doing. That is fighting with one another. And this is the action. So it was an action of kufr, and the word of kufr is used for that also. But it isn't the actual kafir. The other is kufr etekadi. According to one's beliefs, a person doesn't believe in Allah, doesn't believe in Akhirat, that person is the actual kafir. And kufr amali, a person does an action of kufr, he's also called a kafir. But he is not that kafir that has lost his iman. Just like a person who does a stupid act, you call him a donkey. It doesn't mean he is actually a donkey. He did an act like a donkey, so you call him a donkey. Like that, this kufr also is not actual kufr, but it's an act of kufr. And you call him, the Quran calls them also kafir, that they have made kufr. Kayfa takfuruna? Allah says, how can you make kufr? But this kufr is that kufr amali, not kufr etiqadi. However, Allah Ta'ala now invites the believers what the believers should do in order to save themselves. The one thing is ittaqullah, have the fear of Allah. That is the most important thing that we must pay attention to. To have the fear of Allah Ta'ala. And the fear of Allah are in two ways. One is a person fears Allah, the might, the wrath, the anger. The power of Allah can cause a person terrible harm. Already in this world, Allah can make a person become blind, be paralyzed, etc. Suffer terrible consequences in his health, in his finances, in his conditions around him. So a person should fear Allah. And the real fear is the fear in the love of Allah. That Allah that has given us our existence, He gave us our brains, our eyes, innumerable favors of Allah Ta'ala. So we should be afraid that I must not displease Allah. He that has been so kind to me and has given me so many favors, how can I disobey Him? And here particularly what is referred to is the favors of the ni'mat of Islam and Deen. Allah out of His kindness gave us Iman, gave us Islam. Now how can we be disobedient to Allah? We must fear Allah that we are not appreciative of the favors of Allah Ta'ala. And this fear of Allah Ta'ala must be haqqa tuqati, jaise chahiye usse darna. How much we should fear Allah Ta'ala. And that comes with the other explanations of the other ayat, that which is within our means. How much we can, to that extent we must fear Allah Ta'ala. How much of capacity Allah has given us, la yukallifu Allahu nafsan illa wus'aha. How much we can, how much is our capability, to that extent fully we must fear Allah Ta'ala. We must not fall short in that in any way. And وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Or na mario magar musalman. And don't die but in the condition that you are Muslims, that you have totally surrendered to Allah Ta'ala. And that is only possible if we work towards it in our lifetime. That we try and fulfill every command of Allah. And not only in our ibadat. Ibadat is one section of our deen. And in ibadat, there are many things. It is our namaz, our roza, our zakat, our hajj. Then all other actions of tilawat of Quran Sharif, zikr of Allah, etc. So all that. Then there are muamalat also. Our financial dealings must also be according to Sharia. Then there is muasharat also. How we live in society, that must be also according to Sharia. It must not be according to Western standards or any other way. It must be according to Islamic teachings. And then there is akhlaq also, character also. We must have proper Islamic character also. So there are various departments that we have to, in all that we have to surrender to Allah, we have to bring that in our lives. For that it is a full-time job that we work towards bringing this deen within our lives. And this is what we call today islah of a person. Islah that our aqaid are also correct. Our ibadat, all of them are correct. Muamalat, muasharat, akhlaqiyat, adab, everything is correct. And then we should die. It should not happen we died and we did not surrender fully to Allah Ta'ala. So a person must work fully towards bringing the whole of deen in his life. And then he should go to Allah Ta'ala. It must not be like a person returns from hajj and he's called a haji, but he still doesn't even know how to make hajj. What kind of a haji is he? That he even doesn't know how to make hajj. He just went there, he did what everyone else was doing. He went to the various places, but he doesn't even know what is hajj. The same way, it must not happen we die. And we did not even forget practicing. We did not even learn how to die. We must learn also, and we must practice also. And then we go to Allah Ta'ala in the condition that we had surrendered to Allah. We did everything Allah wanted us to do. That person is a successful person. And if we paid no attention to our correction of our life, preparation of the akhirat, and we go totally unprepared, we can well imagine what terrible consequences there will be. So in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, don't be like the kuffar, don't do acts of kuffar. Turn to Allah Ta'ala and surrender to Him totally. And only die when you have surrendered to Allah. And dying is not in our choice. So it means that we must be ready all the time. Whenever maut comes, we have totally surrendered to Allah Ta'ala. Today our condition is such that even we got so much qaza-i umri, our namazes, how many are we haven't made? How many of us? We've got qaza of rozas also. Many other things, we are very weak. So how can such a person die in a condition that he has surrendered to Allah? We must bring this into our life and be prepared that when maut comes, we are ready for maut. May Allah give us all the tawfiq. Subhanallah.